Number one, I wonder if a job like this can be handled by Alex.
Well, if he can't handle it, no one can.
What does the woman imply about the job?
Number two, where can I find a map of the university campus?
Have you tried the information centre?
What does the man imply about the information office? Number three, what terrible heat we are having now.
June and July were bad enough, and I don't think the heat will be relieved before September.
During what months are they talking?
Number four, do you subscribe to the newspaper?
Yes, I do. It comes each day just before breakfast.
What kind of newspaper does the woman subscribe to? Number five, did Bill's reaction surprise you?
In a way, not that I had hoped he'd express much enthusiasm, but I hadn't expected him to be quite so hostile.
How has Bill reacted? Number six, the taxi driver must have been driving too fast.
I don't think so. He crashed into the tree because he was trying not to hit a box that has fallen off the truck just ahead of him.
What did the woman say about the taxi driver?
Number seven, how long can I keep these out?
2 weeks. You will be fined for every day they are overdue.
I guess I'd better read fast.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number eight, there seems to have been many more children hurt by cars near the school this year.
Perhaps building a drive-in hot dog stand so close to the school was not a good idea after all.
What has the woman suggested?
Number nine, I'd like to fly to Los Angeles at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Do you have a one-way ticket to LA?
No seats at all to LA this afternoon. All you can do is to stand by.
What does this mean? Number ten, I was surprised to see you and your family at the shopping mall yesterday.
Our junior school was closed down because flu broke out.
Why could the man come to the shopping mall that day?
It is interesting how NASA chose their astronauts for landing them on the moon. They chose men between the ages 20 and 35. There were about 50 of them. Many of them were experienced air pilots and others were scientists. NASA telephoned each man they were going to choose, told him the plans and the dangers they might get in. Then they asked him if he was willing to train as an astronaut. How could any man refuse such an exciting exploration? One of them said. Dangerous? Of course it is dangerous, but most exciting. The health and physical condition of the men were, of course, very important. Only those in very good health and physical condition were chosen. While training to be astronauts, they went through many courses. They studied the stars and the moon, and they also studied geology, the science of rocks. This was necessary because astronauts would have to look for rocks on the moon. They would try to find rocks which might help them to tell the age of the moon. They were all trained to fly in helicopters. These helicopters landed straight down to give the men some experience of the way the spaceship would actually land on the moon. They were also taught all the known facts about conditions in space. They learned all the technical details of the spaceships and rockets. They learned how every part of a spaceship and its instruments work. They also learned every detail of the ground control system.